Health insurance for married couples. Unless you get a big subsidy under the Affordable Care Act, health insurance for married couples is pretty expensive. As of 2024, the average monthly health insurance premium for a 40-year-old single male without a subsidy is $560, and the average premium for a couple with both parties the same age was double that, at $1,120, and that's for a plan with a deductible over $8,000. So on average, married couples don't get a price break, although they may come out ahead compared to single individuals due to shared deductible provisions. Health insurance premiums vary widely by location as well. For example, before accounting for Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, the average health insurance premium in New Hampshire for a 40-year-old individual is $372 per month, while health insurance premiums for a 40-year-old individual in Wyoming are $882 per month, with married couples paying an average of $744 and $1,724, respectively. Types of health insurance plans for married couples. Premiums also vary significantly with your age and the type of insurance plan. HMOs tend to have lower premiums. They also restrict their coverage for non-emergency care to providers in their networks. PPO premiums are slightly higher. They also limit out-of-network care. But unlike HMOs, they allow you to seek care from specialists without first obtaining a referral from your primary care physicians. Indemnity plans give you much more freedom to choose your own doctor, but premiums are significantly higher. The equation changes if you're among the households that qualifies for a subsidy under the Affordable Care Act. With the passage of the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, Congress recently expanded the number of people who qualify for a subsidy to help them pay for a health insurance policy over their state's online marketplace, or through an agent that helps them make that purchase. Under the current rules, the U.S. The health department assesses that roughly 80% of households qualify for at least some subsidy. But in some cases, the subsidy will be relatively small. And even after the expansion of subsidy availability, millions of Americans are still excluded and would have to pay full price for an Affordable Care Act qualified policy. What is the cheapest health insurance for married couples? The cheapest health insurance for married couples are bronze tier, high deductible plans, if you're just focusing on monthly out-of-pocket premiums. However, if you qualify for a subsidy via the Affordable Care Act, you can often buy a much more expansive silver plan for the same monthly premium. And in some cases, with lower income couples, the monthly out-of-pocket premium is $0. According to the Center for Medicare Services, 4 out of 5 enrollees will be able to find a plan for $10 or less/month after premium tax credits are applied, and over half of enrollees will be able to find a silver plan for $10 or less. How to lower your health care costs? 1. Health sharing for married couples. One great way for many couples to keep their health care costs under control and limit their risk of devastating out-of-pocket costs for major medical events is health sharing. Health sharing is a more affordable, lower-cost alternative to traditional health insurance. Instead of buying health insurance through a for-profit corporation, HealthShare plan members form an association with like-minded people for the purpose of voluntarily sharing each other's medical bills. These associations are administered by tax-exempt, nonprofit entities called health-sharing ministry organizations. They set and administer plan rules, collect monthly sharing contributions from their members, and distribute them to those in need. HealthShare plan members who incur medical bills submit them to the health-sharing ministry organization. If the bills are qualified medical expenses under the plan rules, then the health sharing organization pays the doctors and hospitals or reimburses the members for expenses over the members' initial unshared amount, which functions like a deductible. While each health sharing plan is different, health sharing plans routinely save their members 40 to 50% compared to the unsubsidized monthly premiums of an ACA qualified plan purchased via their state marketplace. Many health share organizations are faith-based, though many have membership criteria that are completely secular. You don't have to practice any specific faith to benefit from health sharing, although some plans do cater specifically to their own religious communities. Health sharing isn't a great match for everyone. First, the ACA subsidies don't apply to health sharing. However, many people find that health sharing still saves money even after accounting for subsidies. Also, unlike traditional health insurance plans, health sharing organizations may also impose waiting periods before expenses for treating pre-existing conditions become shareable. So health sharing may not be a great match for you if you have pre-existing conditions. Note, Unlike health insurance, health sharing plans don't have open enrollment periods. You can join a health sharing plan at any time. However, if you're getting married or you are going through another life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period. These give you a 60-day window to join a health insurance plan even outside of the general open enrollment period, which runs from November 1st through January 15th for ACA-qualified health insurance. 2. Join a high-deductible health plan and contribute to an HSA. If you have some savings, you can reduce your monthly premiums by joining a high-deductible health plan, or HDHP. By joining an HDHP, you may also become eligible to contribute to a health savings account, or HSA. HSAs allow you to save pre-tax dollars and pay medical expenses tax-free. This allows for significant tax savings. And because you can use your HSA dollars at any provider, and not just the ones in your HMO's network, you also get more freedom to take charge of your health care. And spent money in your HSA continues to grow tax-deferred as long as it remains in your HSA. When you turn 65, you can access any unspent funds in your HSA penalty-free. You just pay income taxes on distributions, like you would with any IRA or 401k. By taking your premium savings and contributing them to a health savings account, you'll unlock the potential of thousands of dollars that would stay under your control for your own benefit, rather than send them to an insurance company. As of 2023, the minimum deductible for an HDHP covering a married couple is $3,000, and married couples can contribute up to $7,750 per year to a health savings account. 3. Dual health insurance coverage for married couples. It doesn't always make sense to have both spouses on the same plan. Sometimes it makes better sense for one spouse to remain on a workplace plan while the remaining spouse and other family members join an ACA-qualified plan. Congress recently fixed the so-called family glitch. Previously, ACA rules excluded households from subsidies if one family member had access to an employer health plan, even if the employer did not extend coverage to families. Under the new rule, however, this unfair glitch has been corrected. You may qualify for a subsidy to help you pay for coverage of family members not included in your employer group health plan. Another strategy. One spouse with pre-existing conditions may remain on a traditional health insurance plan, which must by law pay for treatment for pre-existing conditions. The other spouse joins a lower-cost health sharing plan,